And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. We're going to be talking bass fishing, tuna fishing, yellowtail fishing. We're talking fishing today on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Yeah, it is. Benny's already been filling us with great stories of fishing. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be on the radio show. A beautiful day.
Yeah. No doubt. You should be fishing, right?
You know what? I'm kind of enjoying the break. I didn't get home last night till like 8:30, you know, a long day at San Clemente. But the weather was fantastic, and you know, anytime you can wake up and watch the sunrise and the sunset one day, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, days are definitely short, so it's easier to do that right now.
They are, yeah. You kind of dread that, oh, man, it's 4 o'clock. Normally, you know, sunset's at 8.
Yeah, exactly.
4 o'clock, it's going to be going down at about 6.
So. Yeah, definitely. Well, so fishing's been good.
Yeah, we had a great day. Yesterday I had John Bellotti, president of the L.A. chapter of the CCA. And his buddy Chaz from the L.A. Rod and Reel Club.
Cool.
And we went strictly to go fish calico bass at San Clemente Island. Fantastic weather going out. Had a great day. Caught a lot of bass. A lot of bass. You know, in that 80 to 90 range. But nothing big. We couldn't find the big ones, you know. But great day.
That's
great
cool.
Day.
Fun ways to catch them, too. I mean, they're biting.
Yeah, we, you know, the main bait we were throwing was a Colt Sniper Jerk in the 140 size. And, you know, they love that pink and silver. I mean,
pink and silver?
Oh, yeah, the bigger ones. I caught one over 4 on that. And then John got one about 4 on it. And then we also throw in the mint and white or mint and silver. That was getting bit, too. And they were also biting, you know, the swim bait a little bit. We fished weedless in the morning on the west and caught them on Corey's 6-inch and also on the Jackal rhythm wave in a 5.8 in the blue shad. That was getting bit pretty well. So,
oh, wow.
So a variety
all
of baits.
The secrets out. So, but that Shimano Colt Sniper Jerk bait, how good is that bait?
Oh, man.
Anything.
Yeah, anything. I wish I would have had it because, you know, tied on when we went off the island. So when we left about 4, we're running off the island. A big spot of foaming yellowfin, you know, in that real manageable size. You know, I call it that 20 to 30, maybe 40-pound size. And I had a Colt Sniper tied on at the bottom of my rod locker, everything else.
I'm scrambling
and the stuff's up. I go, are they still up there? But, hey, the fishing out there right now is just tremendous. 72.5 on the front side, 68.5.
Clemente?
68.5 on the west end, which is generally colder. Outsides, we were coming from east to west. You know, you got, again, 71.5, 72, and blue water. That fish we saw, for all you guys that are listening out there, is probably 5 miles off the between the mackerel and the domes. So it's 5 miles off the island. So, but the fish have been there. You know, we've seen them up west off the 9, which everybody knows. There's
so they're just on bait out there, just
yeah,
random schools like, on birds.
Birds. Looks like anchovy again. You know, I saw was this big gray spot with silver and yellow. You know, crashing through that stuff. So it looks good if you're offshore fishing. But my main focus has been calico bass and yellowtail, and the fishing both at Catalina, San Clemente has just been tremendous. We've been getting a lot of good catches on yellows. But we've been losing quite a bit of yellows, too, between all the structure we've been fishing. Those fish, I mean, you know, I just tell my guests, hey, we're going to put it on full strike at the maximum drag. And hang on and pull. That's all I got to tell
you. Pull hard, otherwise you're not going to stop them.
Yeah.
Right? That's the fun thing about yellowtail fishing, though, is it's like it's not just hooking them, it's also getting them on the boat.
Exactly. You know, one of my favorite fish to fight, just because their hearts are so big.
No doubt.
Some of those 20-pounders will hurt you.
Those things got to 100 pounds, we'd never catch them.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, they're getting close, right?
Yeah,
some of those
kidding,
fish
man.
Down in Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that 80-pounder?
Yeah.
Ken's custom reel trip on the Angler had, like 82 or whatever that thing was. That's can you even imagine?
No.
I can't.
82-pound yellowtail?
That is so
cool. How hard
cool.
is that going to pull?
Hard. Really, really hard.
Really hard.
That'll hurt you. Yeah, that'll hurt you.
A 20-pounder pull,
yeah.
You know? That's so cool.
No
exactly.
kidding. So tell us about Coastal Charters and your operation.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you run? How do you do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my operation, I run, you know, I'm a one-man crew, so I do everything. I'm your guide's guide. You know, I don't really fish. I'm there to service the guests. You know, I've come from a hospitality background. So my vehicle is a Ranger 2510, powered by a Mercury Verado.
Wait a minute, that's a bass boat. What are you talking about?
It's the souped-up saltwater bass boat.
It is such a Cadillac.
It is probably the best boat for what I do. It's comfortable. It has has a potty for, you know, gals, has a lot of room, a lot of leg room, a lot of fishing room. The electronics I have is Lowrance, you know, HDS 12 and 9, AIS radio. It's got a great sound system on it. All the gear I'll provide if you want. And it's all quality Shimano rods, reels. Right now I'm outfitted with the new Corrado 200Ks, the Tranks 300, 400, Tranks 500 for throwing the iron. If you want to fish a Trinidad, I have 2016s. If we're bait fishing, 14, 16s, 20s, Calica 10s, 12s.
That's all part of the deal.
If you don't want to bring your gear, you want to walk.
Why would you bring
your gear? No kidding.
Yeah, you can literally, like yesterday, John and Chaz walked on the boat with a backpack and a bag for their rain gear and a lunch, because I'll provide the beverages, water, Coke, Diet Coke, you know, Gatorade.
So cool, Benny.
Yeah, you know, if somebody wanted to do a hot lunch, I have this cool thing. If you have a skiff, they're on Amazon, they're called ProForms, hot food, you know, pulled pork, meatballs, you know, teriyaki beef and rice. But it's funny because it's a 25-foot skiff. It's not a Parker that you could go into and throw it in the microwave. You know, this little deal. Half hour, you've got hot food. You could take a five-minute break, dish it out, make a hot sandwich, and be back out on it again. But that's a service I offer. You know, Island, Clemente, Catalina, and then the beach, half day, full day, even bay trips. So, and, you know, I'm kid-friendly. I've had any kids from three to 16. And I'll teach. I'll mentor. I'll do whatever it is. I'll take every fish off your line if you allow me to. Some guys go, I got this. No, don't worry about it. But, you know, that's all part of what I do. I really do look after the guest that comes on the boat.
I've fished with you before. You absolutely make sure that you're going to catch fish and have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, even to the point where, you know, when we live bait fish, I mean, to me, that the less somebody handles the bait, if I scoop it, I'm going to put it on your hook so you don't have. I don't hand it to you, and then, you know what I mean. It's just that simple for me. Plus, I want to make it. You know, people spend pretty darn good money to come fishing with me, but I also want it to be a memorable experience. And I get people from, you know, high profile sports figures in the movie industry, and you know, people that have businesses that make a lot of dough. And you know what? They have the same passion as we do. They just like to go out and go fishing.
Yeah.
You know, and I could supply them with, you know, Maui Jim sunglasses if they're wearing, you know, some inexpensive glasses or they're thinking about it. I've got the gear. If, hey, you know, do you have this? You know, do you have the new Sustain and the new Terramar spinning rods? Yeah, I want to try that. I'll bring a set for you, cool. Stratix, whatever it may be. So that way, because, you know, I do communicate prior to. So what are you looking for? What do you want me to do? He goes, I don't care. I want to just go fishing. But, you know, I'd like to try a spinning rod on 30-pound yellows.
Yeah.
I go, okay, we'll bring it. But, you know, I really do try to offer the best possible service I can.
It is a true first-class operation, like in every step. Tackle, gear, boat, service. I mean, there is nobody that's doing it on that high of a level.
All of it. And the cool thing is you have all the finest sponsors like we do.
Oh.
Shimano, Maui Jim, and AFCO. And the next thing you know, he's going to start providing clothes for people to wear, right?
Yeah.
Like if the rain gear comes out, you have a set of anhydrous for everybody on the boat?
You know, I'd like to get to that. You know, it'd be good. I know.
I mean, you better talk to Bill. Better talk to your son, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
I talked to that marketing manager.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned a lot of the great sponsors for me, and they're my support group, and I can't thank them enough from the top. You know, Rick at Anglers Marine that helped me get into a Ranger boat to a Mercury motor to the electronics. Then you've got Shimano fishing for the great, fantastic gear. You know, I'm a brand ambassador for them, brand ambassador for AFCO for some of the exceptional clothing that we see now and that's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Obviously,
like the new shorts, right?
Oh, yeah, the heathered shorts. Awesome shorts.
Yeah.
My new favorites.
And the shirt you have on right now that I wear all the time when I was traveling last week.
They're
like
comfortable.
Every day I wear
it. Yeah. My, you know, My son says, you know, that's actually a fishing shirt. And I go, yeah, but it's stylish. It's it's light.
Cool.
And when you travel with it, it doesn't wrinkle.
No, not
and
at all.
Cool. And when it's hot, I was hiking in it. And
right.
Biking in it.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah, you can get a few days use and, you know,
it's cool.
Yeah, and then going on, like, Maui Jim sunglasses, you know, Mike has been a supporter. You know, I've been with them for the last couple of years. Olukai sandals, Ryan Battistoni.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and the list just goes on. You know, Corey Sandin with MC Swim Baits. War baits, kicker jigs, you know, with the iron. So the support group is fantastic. I can't thank them enough. And, you know, the biggest supporter has got to be my son, Matt. You know, he's he's a marketing manager for AFCO. And, you know, he's got a big enough job, but he also helps manage me as far as my website and also working directly with them on anything promotional. We got a bunch of projects coming up with people from back east and also from the freshwater scene. So I'm very, very thankful. You know, he's been very, very instrumental in helping me grow my business. And, you know, because the young guys know about that media stuff, and that's his job.
Yeah.
So
no, he's good at it, too.
Yeah, very good.
He helped me a lot when I was trying to get started. I sat down with him at lunch, and
he
really spelled it out and helped me a tremendous
amount. Yeah, very, very. I mean, he'll tell you, you know, hey, I don't think that's a good idea, man. You might want to redirect, but... You know, I can't be thankful, and I'm really proud, you know, as a dad,
watching
your son grow up, you know, to be in the industry and to be with a company like AFCO that since 1958, you know, family-owned and the people that support him. I mean, I took Bill Shedd out, you know, a couple of weeks, right after I got back from Ensenada, I took Bill Shedd out, and, you know, to understand his passion for fishing in the industry and being a support, you know, a support group out there.
What a treat that must be.
Oh, I mean, just super people, and for him to be part of that. And to grow with that company, I can't be prouder. You know, I mean, I just
should be.
You know, I'm just really gleaming. You know, when I talk about it.
I don't know that there's a person alive that likes catching a fish of any kind more than Bill Shedd. I mean, period. From a guy that could go catch a grander black marlin tomorrow, you don't see somebody that has that kind of passion to catch a 12-inch calico bass.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, the most infectious. Like, you know, when you're fishing with that dude, you just can't help but like, man, this is really cool.
The first time, you know, of course, you know, you have to be in awe of a leader like that. But, you know, he every time I slow the boat, he's on the bow with his rod ready to make it.
Right,
I mean, honestly, he's like, I get that feeling because we all are like that. You know, you see fish breaking. He's like, you know, we're all there. We grab our jig stick, cast, you know, there's no time wasted.
Casual to intense, like in like a flick of an arm.
Oh, so awesome to see that, you know, people in that, you know, he grew up fishing, you know, in the industry, but just to have that that in him to still. But, you know, I think we all have that passion. That's why we do it. But
for sure. For sure.
Great support group.
That's awesome.
Well, and I will say this. You have, like, we're very fortunate to have the best of the best when it comes to sponsors and supports. But on the other hand, from a brand ambassador, from a brand pro staffer, there's none better than Benny Florentino, in my opinion.
That's true.
I have never met anybody that does the job that you do. In fact, I was talking to Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim about how you'd carry the Maui Jim sunglasses on the boat and say, here, try these. Here, try these.
Yeah, I asked Mike, you know, to carry some of these newer styles. Like, this around my neck is called Tailspins.
Oh.
I mean, let's face it. You know, I like my Haleakala blue Hawaii lens.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I'm off the water, these are called tailspins. They're cool. You know, they're casual.
Yeah. Is that the HT lens?
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, they're still polarized.
Yep.
So I wore them on the boat one day, but it just didn't cover the sides, you know, where you get that glare.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, off the water, they're cool. People go, wow, look at those. Where'd you get those? I go, you can order them from Dana Landing if you want to talk to Johnny down there or, you know, go online. But, you know, I'm really fortunate to be involved with them. And, you know, kids ask all the time, you know, young people, you know, I want to get sponsored. I go, you know what? You don't want to get sponsored. You just want to go out there, do the right thing, support fishing. I've always been a proponent of supporting our industry. I never want to go back, well, why is Shimano better than, you know what? It's choices. And I was telling John that yesterday that anglers now have such a great advantage versus what we had 20 years ago because everybody makes great product. You know, they really do. And I think if I wasn't fishing or being supported, I think I would probably still, you know, wear AFCO clothing because I did 15 years ago. I wore the shorts because they were, you know, only game in town, but I'd probably wear a Maui Jim sunglass. I know I would fish mono product because that's what I did before. I'm kind of like a one brand guy.
Right.
I've always been an Apple guy, so that's what I use.
On that same subject, what do you tell a young person that wants to have his own business and wants to be sponsored? Because let's face it, in this industry, there's a lot of people that come and go,
right.
And you know, and that's what manufacturers and people that want to sponsor look at. It's like, well, how long is this guy going to be here?
I tell you, just you know, loyalty. It's you know, I tell people it's like being married, right? You know, you go through your ups, you go through your downs. Some companies go up, some goes down, but you got to just hang with whatever product you feel best with. Believe in the product, and then from there, just kind of work your way through it, get to know the right people, and you know, now with this media thing, you know, post positive reports on what you're doing and what you're using, and again, you know, just get to know the people in the industry, let them get to know you. I know some people will go, well, I got a better deal here, so I'm going to go there. You know, just stay loyal. Good things happen. I know, Ricky, I'm sure you see people come through the shop all the time. Like, hey, I want to, you know, how do I get a...
Totally. We get that question all the time. You know, I want to be sponsored. I want to, you know, and people don't sponsor you because you like to go fishing and because you caught a bunch of big fish. You know, the reason for a guy to get sponsored is not, you know, as soon as you see somebody, you're pulling out your phone to show them this picture of this big fish you caught. You know, if that's what you're aspiring to do, whether you're a younger person or older person just trying to get into it, is you also have to keep in mind the things that you can do to help that company and help be an ambassador for fishing and help, you know. And that can be so many things. You know, there's trade shows and parking lot sales and things like that all the time, you know. And Benny's the type of guy that works every day, was at Clemente at 8 o'clock last night, you know what I mean? And then, you know, wherever, the Longfin's got a sale, you know, you're the first guy in there to help, you know. And if you're an aspiring guy wanting to be a part of this team, I mean, go old school. Do like what you did when you used to have to get a job on a sport boat. The way that used to happen is you'd go and help those guys unload in the morning for no pay, for no reason other than you just wanted to be a part of that. And if you're that guy that's helping them through the things that are a pain in the butt to be them, you know, they want help. You know, it needs to be more than you're a guy that likes to go fishing and catch big fish.
Absolutely.
You need to be able to help them sell product, help get awareness, be a good ambassador. Like, that's how you get those things.
You don't want to go there and go, what could you give me for free?
Exactly.
And then that's immediately, you're done.
Yep,
it's over.
Exactly.
You got to do for them, and then talk, like you said, see the right people, talk to the right people, get to know the right people, and then they come to you and say, hey.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Just let them put your name and face, you know, name and face together. So that way when they see it come out, it goes, oh, you know. Yeah, I mean, now everything's about hashtag. Everything's about at, you know. So, yeah, as you get in there and do the right thing, you know, it's a tough business. It's a small group. Everybody knows each other. You know, I saw that at ICAST last year, whether you're from the East Coast, West Coast. As long as you're doing the right thing with the right people, and just, you know, being loyal, things go a long ways. You know, you just got to be thankful for those things that do come by. You just can't go, well, yeah, I'm getting a good deal, but I like that one better.
Yeah.
There's always a better deal, but it's only for the short term. Long term, again, like I say, it's like a marriage, you know. things just get better as the years go by. It doesn't always, you know, starts off good, doesn't be great right away. But as you go and people see loyalty, it goes a long ways.
That's great advice.
I think so.
Good one, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots going on today.
Well, you're not kidding. Talk about having the ultimate guy in the studio with us to deal with. Just so much fun with Captain Benny Florentino in here this morning, and so many great opportunities for your phone calls, whether it be tackle, gear, fishing, all those things combined. We're just so pumped to have Benny in here this morning. And if you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, be a part of the show this morning. There's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing, Speaking of how all the great things out there and great sponsors, somebody's going to get a pair of the very best sunglasses on the water for sure, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jims, and this is a great pair that somebody's going to win. It's the Piahi, probably the single most popular pair of Maui Jims we sell at Fisherman's Landing, the Piahi frame. It's just, that is, if you could just take all the fisherman style glasses, that's the one that seems to just fit everybody so well. It's a mid-size lens where it's not giant, but it's a nice big lens, really good coverage, good wrap to it. It's just a great pair of glasses that frame the Piahi. And this one's a matte black frame with that brand new blue Hawaii lens. It's that super thin glass, very, very lightweight, very comfortable. And a
so how do they do
frame.
That in glass? That's what I don't understand. As I always say to Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim, like, is this really glass? He goes, yeah, it is, because it's so light.
Lightweight.
You pick it up compared to other glasses.
Oh, my gosh.
And number one, the clarity,
right?
The quality, and then the lightweight of that glass.
Yeah, I know that.
Beyond compare.
That's one that gets picked up more than more than not, whether it's older guys or even females. They love the fit on their heads because it's that.
The Piahi?
Yeah.
Oh, really? With the blue Hawaii?
With the blue Hawaii.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Such a good pair of glasses. And somebody's getting it. Literally, at the end of the show, you're getting like one. I mean, this is a multi-hundred-dollar pair of sunglasses. This is a crazy, crazy nice pair of Maui Jims. And somebody's going to get it at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning those great glasses, or better yet, your chance to talk to the man, Captain Benny Florentino, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll-free at 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much good fishing info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time to talk about great product from Shimano, and we have the man, the ambassador himself here, Benny Florentino. What is good stuff that Shimano's making now for calico bass?
Well, for calico bass, you know, I have a lot of beginners and intermediates, and spinning right now has been really, really fun, both yellowtail and calico bass. But my choice would be the new Terramar Inshore West Coast 80M with a, either a Stratic 4000, or I've been fishing the Sustain 5000 with 30 and 40-pound braid.
Brand new, just introduced at ICAST.
Just introduced at ICAST, yeah, and it's great, lightweight. And, you know, if you do hook a bigger fish like one of those big yellows that are swimming around, a lot of pulling power.
Awesome. Well, that's just amazing there. And I'll tell you what, it's just a fantastic deal to be able to represent such a product there like Shimano. So many choices. We could talk for hours about the different things you can do.
Especially for the West Coast. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Now, you just showed us a picture there, Benny, of something caught on a Stratic. Look at the size of that yellow. On a Stratic 4000 spinning reel.
That's correct. Yeah, it was on a Stratic 4000, a 30-pound yellow caught by Nadia. She was visiting from Texas and her friends. And 30-pound yellow on a Stratic 4000, 30-pound braid, 25-pound leader, fluorocarbon leader. Yeah.
That's like your bay-bass outfit.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody got a turn on winding on that thing.
That's so rad.
I had no thought of us even landing it with the seals swimming around. It was an area on the front near the quarry, and everybody knows that area has tons of seals. And I go, oh, there's four swimming around us. And, you know, the key to that, to that success was if you're in an area where there's a lot of seals and you hook a few bonita, keep the bonita.
Right.
Okay? You want to throw them the other way.
Sacrificial.
Sacrificial bonita, yeah. Yeah, people go, wow, what are you keeping the bonita? Are you going to eat those? I go, oh, no. We need these.
You'll see.
Yeah.
Although some people do eat them and love them.
Oh, yeah. Fresh.
Yeah.
I get people to keep them. You know, I treat them just like I do any other fish. You know, we bleed them, gut them, and throw ice on them. They're good when they're kept right, but they're also better when they're seal deterrents.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I have the worst. I mean, trust me, I'm only telling the story as fun because I agree, and that is what I do. It's what you have to do.
You have to do it.
Those stupid Coronado Island sea lions are so horrific.
They're not stupid.
And they're so hip to that program. We did the same thing, had a couple bones just ready there, waiting to ditch, and sure enough, hook a big yellow. Here comes one charging in. Okay, fire the bonita. You know, fire it. Thing would hit the water. Sea lion looked at it. Peel off, ate the yellowtail, went up shaking the yellowtail, did his thing, and, you know, when he was done, you know, ruining our afternoon eating the yellow, like 4 minutes later, you see him go down, pick up that bonita afterwards, and then eat the bonita.
He knew
that was the sacrificial thing. He peeled off of that, ate our yellow, swam back around, ate the bonita afterwards. I hate him so much.
So, last week, my wife and I were in Maine. We drove the Maine coast, had a great vacation, good time. The coolest thing about the Maine coast,
right?
There's no sea lions.
Oh, that sounds great.
there's harbor seals,
okay.
Right?
But there's no sea lions.
Yeah, harbor seals are cool, though.
Harbor seals are good.
I was like, how cool would this coast be without sea lions?
Oh, my gosh.
And then did you see the other? Okay, I'm going to get on a soapbox here.
Bring it.
Did you see the thing about the endangered run of steelhead on one of the Northern California or Oregon rivers?
I didn't know.
Where the greenies will not let them take out this, like, there's 20 sea lions that are basically going to make this endangered species
extinct.
Right.
It'll be gone
They'll
from the
all.
Planet. But they won't let them kill those sea lions to save a species.
Yeah.
Wow.
How much sense does that make?
It's crazy, man.
20 sea lions.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, if we lose 20, is that going to really hurt the population?
Like taking a handbag off a 747.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not 20, even I'm going to do a high five. Like,
it's not even a factor.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Right.
Yeah,
and, I mean, the big problem with things like that is that those I mean, I hate to say, those are not the ones that you want there. You know, they yeah. know that that's a free and vulnerable food source, and they're just, you know, they're smart. I mean, let's face it, those are smart fish, or smart animals, yep. not fish. You know, they know if they can do something easier, they're going to do it, and they're just going to sit there and they'll pick off every one of those things, and that'll be that.
Sad thing is, something has to change.
Totally.
It's getting worse and worse every year, but the chances of something changing, it's going to be almost, it's, I mean.
Yeah.
Not for the cute, furry, yeah. you know, little sea lions, you know, yeah. until something drastic happens, like somebody gets really mangled.
Well, somebody's already has.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean.
That didn't work either.
No, no, no.
I mean, extinct, how many species do we have to make extinct before right. that happens? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Crazy.
We could get on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We're all preaching to the choir. I guarantee that one guy listening to the show be like, you know, screw those guys. I love them.
Speaking of preaching, those of you probably are aware, our transmitter for the My 1090 is down right now. So you're not tuning in to us right near live on the My 1090. They're working on it. We're hoping to get it back up soon. However, you can stream us on the app right now,
yeah.
The My 1090 app, or online. Just go to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, and just click on the Listen Live. It is streaming live online right now. So we'll get that work. We're working on it. We'll get that taken care of very, very quickly. Let's go find out what's biting in the bar.
You got it, bro. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by the fact that lobster season is wide open. Lobster season is here, and you got to make sure to gear up with the very best performing lobster gear on the market, and that's Promar. They're based in SoCal, and Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen. They offer everything you need for a successful evening of lobster hooping, including the brand new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. You can visit Promar on Facebook or just go to their website at promarnets.com. And let's find out what's going on in the Baja and talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Ricky, Pedro, Benny.
Cast man, down? How are hey, you, buddy?
Hey, Pete, you were on the main coast. Did you go through Portland?
We did. We stayed two nights in Portland, yeah.
Did you find the Standard Bakery there?
No, didn't find a Standard Bakery.
Oh, Pete, man, I'll tell you.
Good spot, huh?
Best cinnamon rolls in the world.
Now, don't forget who I'm married to.
I know, but you could have snuck out.
Miss Cicerone herself, right? You think she's going to let me eat a cinnamon roll? Are you kidding me?
No, but you could have snuck out.
Yeah,
you know,
sneak move for sure. Like, oh, yeah, I got to go make some business phone calls. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, anyway, anybody visiting Maine, in Portland, Maine, the Standard Bakery on Commercial Street is worth the effort to go there. It's almost worth the trip.
Okay,
but,
all right,
cool.
It's awesome. But,
all right, we'll get it next time.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, the fishing down in Southern Baja remains good. We're looking at the San Jose del Cabo Ponga fleet, along with the East Cape boats. They're still fishing that area down by the Iman and Vinorama and San Luis banks there. Still that tuna that seems to be there year-round. I don't know what keeps them there, but they're always there. And not a lot of big fish this week. Most of the fish were 15 to 30 pounds, occasional 50, 60, maybe 100-pounder. They were getting them on cut squid. They were getting them on dead sardina, live sardina, just drifting over the banks and doing well there. Also, which was really nice, is that the wahoo bite is starting to come up now. So they're starting to get a few more wahoo in the count. You know, we're still a few weeks away from the when it really gets really good. And we've got our annual Wahoo Rumble scheduled for November 10 to 14. And hopefully we'll have all the wahoo in there at that time. But otherwise, that's the Southern Baja. I got a couple clients went to Loreto this past week, and they said that the Dorado bite there is still pretty good, which is, you know, kind of late in the season, but there's Dorado there. So that really looks good because they've been absent of Dorado for the last two or three years. So that looks good. They said they had plenty of Dorado there. They were also getting a few yellowtail and rooster fish along the beaches, which surprised me for the rooster being up that far this late and coming into the fall. Over at Mazatlan there, they've got a pretty good billfish bite going there, between striped marlin and sails. They're averaging, just about one per boat per day there. A few scattered Dorado there. And then down at Cancun, the Marine El Cid there is, reporting, really good action on the big, Atlantic Barracuda. They're also getting the kingfish there. They're also getting blackfin tuna. So some pretty good fishing going on there. And of course, you know, That's a really good fishery during the winter into the early springtime there. So guys that want to get away during the wintertime to a really nice, warm, tropical climate, that's a good area to go to, you know, to head down during the wintertime. But that's a report for this week. Just a quick report here on the Siuslaw River. The king salmon really slowed, but I'll tell you, these coho, the silvers, have really come in strong. I had a boat come by the house 2 days ago, had a triple hookup on silvers. The only thing is, right now, you can't keep any silvers. Everything's got to be released, but there's a lot of silvers in the river right now, and a lot of fun catching them and releasing them. So we're having a good time up here, of course, along with the Dungeness crab. But that's a report. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right, Castman, good job. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Pete. Standard Bakery.
Okay. I want some of those cinnamon rolls, Castman.
Yeah, I should have brought them home.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right. Hey, that is the Baja Catch Report. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right. Well, let's jump into the phones. And this time we're going to talk to Dan. He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. So thanks for taking my call. I've got one comment, one question. I first met Benny on a Let's Talk Hookup Shimano 3/4 on the San Diego. And that was a good time, and yeah, he was the most helpful one, and awesome. My question was, I've got a 15-year-old niece, 13-year-old nephew, and their mom wants to get them off their iPads. She wants me to take them fishing, and I'm thinking, would it be too much too frustrating for them to try and start them on conventional gear?
Dan, you know, the key for kids that young is to make it as easy as possible the first time out. I always recommend spinning, and just catching is very, very helpful. On my boat, whether you get reception or not, iPads, iPhones don't work. And the only thing that works is the meter, the radio, and the fishing. So you can always tell.
Fishing.
Yeah, and that always works. But I would start, honestly, on spin gear, and then, you know, as the day goes, maybe give them a chance to. I've taught a lot of kids in that 10-year-old range how to fish a bait caster. Once they learn, they could care less about catching. They just like to fling the lures wherever they can, believe me, once they learn how to cast, so.
And I think you're right in that, you know, catching is the most important thing. No matter what, if you've got somebody new, especially somebody young, I mean, catching anything and you making the biggest deal possible out
absolutely
of catching. I mean, whatever it is, if you're taking a kid fishing for the first time and whatever it is that caught is, like, the biggest deal ever, and, you know, if it's a fish you're bringing home to mom, it's the most delicious fish you've ever had in your life. I mean, it's just, like, that whole, you know, sense of approval and sense of, you know, what a cool thing it is.
Yep. I think the catch to land to photo goes a long, long ways, no matter how big it is. We've had 6-inch bass become like the highlight of the whole day. And, you know, if you get a legal bass, what I'll do sometimes is throw them in the live well, and the kids could check them out every now and then.
Great
by the end of the day, it's got a name. It's going to go home in the pool. They're going to figure out what they're going to do with it the next day. But at the end of the day, it's a good learning experience about, you know, the fish, what they eat, their environment, and then the release part's huge. You know, after you educate them, and then they get to release them and say, hey, you know, come back here next year, he might be twice as big, you know. So that's all part of the experience. It is challenging, you know. What I always tell people that bring kids is, hey, I'll do everything possible to help you out and keeping the kids busy, but I'm not a babysitter.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Dan. Highly recommended going with Benny. I've done it several times. He's just awesome. Scott Sherman, what's up, Councilman?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Just wanted to call and say hi to Benny this morning.
Hey, morning, Scott. Long time no see.
Yeah, since Cedrus, buddy. It was a good time. And I wanted to give a plug for Benny. You know, I mean, I've never been out officially paying for a guided trip with them, but we fished together down in Cedros, and on different boats, and I'm sitting there watching Benny get hooked up, and he's on the surface iron. We're not catching much. He calls me up on the radio and just says, "Hey, Scott, let that thing drop down about 40 feet before you start cranking." And then right after that, we are hooked up on just about every other toss. So, I mean, he just is totally tuned into the fishing and is willing to share the info. So it was very nice of him.
Appreciate it, Scott.
It's fun fishing with. How much is it to go fishing with for a day?
A half day is $400.
And that's it?
Yeah, and you know
that's how many that's for one person.
Three people.
Up to three people.
Yeah, and if you have two kids and two adults, we can do that. And sometimes those half days can run a little long. It all depends. You know, I only run one trip a day. So, I mean, full day San Clemente yesterday. We left at 5 and didn't get back till 8.
Oh, jeez. It's a long day.
If you can handle it, yeah.
I've done those long runs with you.
It's fun stuff.
It's fun stuff, especially if the weather's nice like it is right now.
Yeah, awesome.
Pick the right day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fall.
And you have it dialed in.
Fall at Clemente is that's a special
November.
Place to be. Yeah, that's a special
November, December.
November, December can be just outstanding. And, you know, it is California. It could stay warm. It could be shorts and shorts, olakai, and a T-shirt. So, you know.
But that's what anhydrous gear is for. You put that on and then take it off. Right?
Layer up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of all people, Benny, you probably know better than anybody, how good is that anhydrous foul weather gear that AFCO came out with?
Oh, you know, the boys at AFCO, Dino and Abe, did a fantastic job. I was in the development process, so I was real fortunate. But, you know, my poor guys yesterday were soaked to the bone. I take my anhydrous off. They go, "You're really dry." I go, 100%.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it breathes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, do you have anhydrous gear yet?
No, not yet. But I've been listening to you guys talk about it, so we're gonna have to look into it.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
But you get what you pay for.
And
absolutely.
Just so you know, Scott, I mean, saying this as a buddy, there is no radio promotion, like, oh, let's just talk this up. I mean, it is, you know, as a guy that fishes all the time in a skiff, you know, that takes spray and things like that, it is the best gear, period. Regardless of sponsorship, of names, of buddies, of people that work there, it is so by far and away the best foul weather gear you can purchase, period. It's worth the
investment. Nothing's ever been made like it.
Yeah, it is so good.
Really?
If those guys at Deadliest Catch ever find that, you know, Brendan's is in trouble.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
How would it do hooping?
Unbelievable.
So good.
Yeah,
awesome.
Unreal.
As long as you keep it clean, you know. I mean, not that there's a problem with it being dirty, but come on, man, that's Gucci. You can't be putting lobster. You can't be putting lobster goop on.
Why not? Just
Gucci,
wash
man.
It off.
No,
in the washing machine.
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more phone calls. We got more great information. We got more with the man, Benny Florentino. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The Long Fin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker,
Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a crazy busy morning on the show this morning. If you want to get through, we actually have a line open on both ends. Both on the local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. As we said at the beginning of the show this morning, your opportunity to win a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Indeed, the Piajis with that blue Hawaii and matte black frame, the thin glass. Awesome pair of sunglasses for one like color. And the good news is our signal's back up. The transmitter was down, and they've brought it back up. They have like rats and donkeys down there in Rosarito Beach, and they had to feed them.
Sure.
So they give them a little extra hay, and then they get the thing back going. And
that hamster wheel spinning.
Yeah, and then the 50,000 watts is right back to it. So we're back booming again on the Mighty 1090. I apologize for the technical difficulties there. Like you said, that's never happened.
That's the first time I ever remember
that long.
Yeah,
it was like 40, 45 minutes of downtime. But if you missed the first 45 minutes, you missed a lot.
Yeah.
So you can go to our archives, which Adam will have put up very shortly, right after the show is finished. They'll put up the archives, and you can listen at letstalkhookup.com on our archives page, and you can catch all that you may have missed if you were only listening on the Mighty 1090. But that brings up, if you're only listening on the Mighty 1090, why don't you have an app on your phone? Oh. Android, iPad, iPhone. I was listening to you in Maine. You did a great job last week.
Thank you.
Lolly and I were cruising in the car. She's the driver when we go, so and I'm the navigator. So we were listening to it in the rental car that we had, and you guys did a great job. And it's a great way to listen. I have an iPad. I was just listening on the iPad app. I have an Android. Listen on that. Or you can stream it online on our website, letstalkhookup.com. And easy to go anywhere you go. You can take Let's Talk Hookup with you. And if you miss a show, you can just go to our archives and listen on the archives on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show.
So many ways and so easy. That app that you're describing, that's the ticket. You know, yep. I mean, Dad got that. That's all Dad does anywhere either. You scroll over on your phone, you push one button, and the show comes up. It's crystal clear no matter where you are. You don't have to worry about reception anywhere, anything. That's the ticket.
Indeed. And you don't have to worry about the feeding the donkeys down there. Yeah, for sure. Hey, join us for fun and exciting time coming up. It's coming up in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, we're going to be broadcasting live at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego on Saturday, October 21st. Broadcast from the pool deck surrounded by the beautiful pool and Palapa Bar. It's such a cool deal. They completely redid the Kona Kai and the pool deck and
nice.
The Palapa Bar.
Cool.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. Now get this. Free breakfast, free mimosas, free Bloody Marys.
Whoa.
Just for showing up.
I'm in.
Are you kidding me?
I'll be
there. You're
going to
be there? Okay,
I'll
good.
Be
That's
there.
Good news. And you can win some great prizes. We're going to give away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. We're going to give away a AFCO package. We're going to give away room nights at the Kona Kai Resort, spa treatments at the Kona Kai Resort, Dana Landing gift cards, a lot more, Action Sports gift cards. So join us. It's Konakai Resort. It's the end of Shelter Island in San Diego. Just drop, walk. You walk through the lobby of the Konakai, and they'll direct you right through out to the pool area there and the Palapa area there. Two-hour live remote. Just enter through the lobby, and it's 2 weeks, Saturday, October 21st from 7 to 9 a.m. Come join us for free breakfast, free prizes, and lots of fun. And don't forget, a week from today, Longfin has their giant sale. That's a big event.
You're not kidding.
So you don't want to miss that. So the Longfin Customer Appreciation Day is 1 week from today.
I was going to say, going back to the Konakai thing, we have done multiple things for Konakai. There's never been a time where we've ever done anything associated with those guys where they haven't fully rolled out the red carpet. Like, they don't mess around when they're when you say free breakfast, I mean, it's a real deal.
They
lay out a spread. And literally, it's all just for coming out, hanging out, checking out the place. I mean, there's no strings, no nothing. You're not signing up for a timeshare. Just come up, hang out, relax. It's so cool. And those guys do it right, man.
Everything about the Konakai, from the resort itself, the spa, the gym, the docks, I keep my boat there. It's a class place.
Yeah, first
it's
class.
It's just an absolute class place, and Adam, the dockmaster, does such a great job down there. So come see us 2 weeks from
today.
It's going to be a fun time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of fun time, we're having fun times this morning, and if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Gary. He called us from Lawndale this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Benny.
Morning, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, you know, Benny, I wanted to ask you about when you started fishing, because, you know, fishing is the one thing that I can always relate to my son, my daughter, and my grandkids. And then also, I was wondering, what's your webpage?
Let's see. My webpage is fishcoastalcharters.com. You can navigate there. You know, my son built the site, so it's easy to navigate. And when I started, just like most of us, I started as a kid, you know, back in the 60s. Used to ride our bike down to San Pedro Docks, Holiday Harbor. You know, we used to just do it as fun. We used to throw bonita feathers in the warehouses down there on the docks and fish bonita. And then we'd, pull, piling crabs off the pilings and fish rubber lip perch, 7-Eleven perch and all that stuff. Then we graduated from there, riding our bikes there, to riding them down to Redondo Beach to the bubble and fishing bonita with feathers and you know, that sort of thing. Then we, like that 10, you know, back in those days, you could ride your bike and not worry about it without people running you over or anything like that. Then we'd start fishing the half day boats. The rest was history. So, started at a very young age. You know, I started my son when he was 4 or 5. I don't remember. Started him skiff fishing when he was young. All my grandkids have been, you know, I've got 4 grandkids, and we have a we have a fifth coming, and all of them been on the boat. All of them been fishing. If you're going to do anything family wise and, you know, growing, you know, kids' experiences, going fishing is just a great thing. Just being out on the water, sharing it with people, you know, whether it's family, friends. I mean, a number of friends have brought their young kids, you know. He goes, hey, is it okay? I go, absolutely, bring them along. We'll keep them busy. Just remember, I'll help them anyway, but I'm not going to babysit them. They love helping drive the boat, the fish finder, turning the skiff on and off as you're running. It's a great experience.
That's
absolutely
cool, man.
Hey, a question on that. Gary lives in Lawndale.
Yep.
You operate pretty much anywhere along the coast that somebody wants to go, right?
I do.
What's the kind of give us the logistics of where you go, because you're on trailer, you can go wherever you want. Right?
My home port is Long Beach, so that is central. I have some guests that come from as far north as Santa Barbara, so I'll meet them at like Marina del Rey. If it's biting up in that area, because I've done a few trips, you know, if people live up in the valley, I'll meet them at Marina del Rey. I have some people that come from San Diego, and they want to go to San Clemente. I'll meet them at Dana. So it's kind of a halfway. So I will go, out of my way. I pick people up that live, you know, in Palos Verdes, and I'll pick them up at Cabrillo, just because it's kind of on the way to PV anyways. Okay. It's not out of my way, and it's easy for them. So instead of driving all the way to Long Beach, I enjoy the boat ride. It's better than driving the car there.
What if you're going to Catalina? Let's say somebody from anywhere wants to go to Catalina, where's the best place to leave from?
Long Beach.
Long
yeah.
Beach. What about Clemente? Where's the best place to leave from at Clemente?
If they're from, the borderline is Orange County North, Long Beach. South Orange County, Dana.
Okay.
Okay. So that's general rule.
That's what.
Does it apply? No, because a lot of anglers will be up here doing business, and they'll meet me in Long Beach.
Yeah,
I got you.
So it depends on the circumstance. Depends what's biting and where it's biting is always the case.
Sure,
certainly. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Kim calling us from Lakeside this morning. What's up, Kim? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning. Great show as always, always. Question for the guest. You'd mentioned the person that caught the 30-pound yellow on a 4,000 with 30-pound braid, 25 liter. I'm trying to step into a spinning outfit for offshore as well. Would you recommend that size or maybe step up one to, I don't know if it's the next size is 6,000 or is that 5? I'm not sure.
It depends. When you're talking offshore, it could be a number of things right now. If it's that manageable, and I say manageable, yellowfin, kelp patty stuff, a 6 and 8,000 Saragossa, if you're not that familiar with, you know, using that type of reel, the spinning reel, then a Tunis or even a bait runner because it has the bait runner feature. I found it a little challenging with some beginners using the Saragossa. Even though it's a great reel, great drags, handles big fish, caught a lot of 30-pound yellows with it. But if you're fishing offshore mainly, I would say a Tunis, CI4 Tunis, or even a bait runner would probably be your best choice for offshore. Inshore, I just like your standard, you know, Saragossa 6000, Stratix 4s and 5s are great for fishing that inshore stuff. Hey, would I suggest fishing big yellowtail with that 4000? Absolutely not. It was painful, believe me, but we got the fish. It was very painful. So
maybe go to an 8,000.
8,000, absolutely. Yeah, 8,000 is more manageable for that class of fish. 6,000 seems to be a good number for that, you know, 15 to 20-pound stuff or even the 10. It's manageable, a little bit smaller reel. You can fish lighter diameter braid with 30-pound leader, 25-pound leader, even 20-pound leader.
And what are you going to match that with on a rod?
You could go anywhere. Probably the Terramar inshore medium heavy with the smaller reels from 6,000 and below. The heavier, I would probably go with an H Terramar, the 80H Terramar, or even a Therese medium heavy spinning rod.
I like that.
Or even the H, yeah. I have my Saragossas, I have a heavy for the 8,000 and a medium heavy for the 6,000.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We're also going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse, up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, No storage in the garage. Throw it in a closet. Throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.